Steamfest is a arts and innovation festival that really is about how we look at arts through the lens of the STEM field, so science, technology, engineering, and math, or how we look at those fields through the lens of art to create a disruption in the way people think about either of those things and how they are actually much more interesting when you combine them. A couple of really interesting things happened that were actually really the generative sparks for this. We had the election. We kind of decided to rethink the way we were interacting in terms of the co-working community in Essex. And we really wanted to create something that at least kept the status quo for women, but also to highlight what is happening in terms of an invisible population who really impact the economy. Interestingly, we had a woman who is a human rights activist contact us through the Essex Hub because she was planning on creating a subsidiary of her business from the Middle East to Vermont because she's has spent a lot of time in Essex Junction. And we had a really interesting conversation about the work that she does. She's a web developer, app developer, and she created a lot of really interesting opportunities for marginalized populations. We had a conversation about a friend of hers who is a machine artist working in the intersection between human emotion and machines, machine mechanics, and all of her work is around that. And she also was telling me about how girls had really had a transformational experience after seeing her artwork because it really opened the opportunity to look at STEM fields in a different way and provide opportunities for them to be self-sustaining. And in that conversation, the spark sort of lit, which was like, wow, we have a really amazing international population in Essex Junction. We have all the technology that we need. We have a beautiful village that could be a really amazing generative place for art making. We have a lot of creative energy in the village, which seems to be leaking out, or in Essex in general, just leaking out into other communities. And we need to figure out how to hold some of that energy and pull some of that energy back in and create space in the village for, or in Essex generally, for more creative intersections between all of these things. So the international population, the art making, the creative aspects, the technical aspects, all of that. My background is as an artist, and I also work in the field of positive organizational development. And just being part of the conversation for a couple of years and looking at what the conversation is around economic development and what's available in the community, all of the resources for teaching and learning, and looking at the community asset map, one of the big holes was the arts, was the creative aspect. When you kind of put those pieces together and you say, what's the opportunity that could really be explosive, transformational? You see creativity and you see the arts, then all of a sudden you have something to work with. As an artist and also in the community owning the Essex Hub for Women in Business and looking at how can we pull these things together and also create the opportunity to really showcase all of the things that are happening in Essex between the Arts Academy at the high school, the Technology Center, all of the manufacturing, all of this, all of things that artists need, but they don't necessarily always know how to find. Our biggest hope and wish is that we will have introduced a new lens for people to look at the STEM fields and art making and the potentials and possibilities of the community in Essex to really disrupt people's thinking about a plethora of things. And the foundational piece of this is all, you know, based in that original conversation of our needs as women to be supported and encouraged, and that conversation around needing more women and girls to enter the STEM fields. The question isn't can they do it, it's what can they do with it. And so when you open the opportunity of looking at these fields through the lens of aesthetics and creating experience through the lens of art, then the doors fly wide open. Not just women and girls, boys and men too, who are inclined to not be interested in those fields. This provides a perfect opportunity to do those things.